Take it away.
Okay. Hello, everyone. It is a pleasure to be with you today and to conduct another driver town hall. We have such great feedback that we receive on these, and really looking forward to the discussion today. We are joined by a ton of our leaders throughout the company. So many of our questions will be able to go straight to the source when we get to that point. But I want to first just start out with a huge thank you for all the great work. We just not declaring victory yet, right, Aaron Shepherd, on winter weather. There's still springtime. We can still get flurries, but we've just made it through a really challenging winter in many locations. Challenges that maybe we haven't experienced otherwise before in a long time, with the widespread nature of a couple of the storms. And then other areas, like here in particular, quite mild and easy. But overall, just thrilled with how we came out from a safety standpoint. Just want to thank everybody for all their diligence in safety and helping us get through that, and just for all the great work day in, day out. I've had the opportunity over the last little bit to visit some customers, and the feedback is just so positive about our on-time service and our safety. And it makes such a big difference when we're working with these customers to get the best freight we can and put us in the best position overall. So just want to thank you all so much for your efforts there. Before we get to feedback and comments from drivers, I have a few things we'd like to cover. First off, the aforementioned Aaron Shepherd, Vice President of Safety, has a few things he'd like to share. Go ahead, Shep.
Yeah, thanks, Zeke. First thing I want to share is a tip on our shop in Marietta, Georgia. There are two ways to get into that shop, and the safest way now has a 15-foot deep trench going through it. So in order to get in the shop, you got to cross railroad tracks, and they're fairly challenging. We've had a couple of trailers get hung up and have some damage on these railroad tracks. We're doing two things. One, we've contacted the railroad outside the shop, and we're trying to get some repairs to that track so we don't tear up equipment. But you can get in there, but it takes some expert navigation, it sounds like. So if you're going to the shop in Marietta, Georgia, we ask that you call the shop and let them guide you in, show you how to get in there in a safe way. We don't want to have any equipment damage. If you're going in there to get something fixed, let's not make it worse before you get there or tear something up on your way out. So hopefully we can get that fixed, get some resolution quick. But again, that's the shop in Marietta, Georgia. Second thing I have, Zach talked about our safety results. Last week was our best accident rate week of the year, going back into last year. I don't know when the last time we had such a great week was. So I just want to say thanks. You guys are locked in. You're the Indiana Hoosiers of safety right now, and let's keep rolling and having weeks like this. So pretty good stuff. Like Zach said, spring's here. I want to give a safety tip, but it seems like every spring we start having some fun out there. It's a great time to drive a truck, and we have a truck that can jackknife on wet roads. And so my safety tip is to slow down by a third of the posted speed on wet roads. A lot of times, if you're on a road that has some moisture on it, you can jackknife. We also ask that you do not use cruise control when you're on wet roads. That can cause a jackknife as well. So again, it's spring. It's great weather. Hopefully you're not driving in the rain. But if you do, keep in mind you still need to slow down. So one thing that I'd ask kind of special today, before you call in and give your regular questions or there's something we do in our Million Miler events that are really fun. Our drivers just give us their favorite safe and on-time tip. I think it'd be really fun today, before you call in and state what you want to talk about, just give us your safe and on-time tip. We love to hear what you do to keep us safe and have record weeks like last week. So please share those with us, and then get into the business that you called in for. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Shep. So like he mentioned, today's theme, safe and on time every time. And before everybody makes a comment, we'd love to hear your safe and on time tip. So great idea, Shep. Looking forward to hearing everybody's thoughts on that as we move forward. Next up, we're going to hear from Lori Akins, our Vice President of Sales, to introduce a new customer to our OTR group. Go ahead, Lori.
Thank you, Zach. Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about Albertsons Companies. They are one of the largest grocery and pharmacy retailers in the U.S. They were founded in 1939, and they're headquartered in Boise, Idaho. Funny story, Joe Albertson, a former Safeway district manager, took $5,000 he saved, and he borrowed $7,500 from his wife's aunt, and he partnered with L.S. Skaggs to open his first Albertson store in Boise, Idaho. Now they operate over 2,000 stores across 35 states and Washington, D.C., under well-known banners such as Albertsons, Safeway, Vaughn's, Shaw's, and Tom Thumb. Albertsons combines a strong local store brand with national scale, focusing on fresh food, pharmacy services, and convenient digital shopping options, including pickup and delivery, while maintaining a strong commitment to the communities they serve. As I mentioned earlier, Albertsons is a new customer for our OTR division, and we recently started moving freight for them on 4 lanes with 4 loads per week. While this level of activity is small today, Albertsons represents a meaningful growth opportunity due to its size, multi-banner structure, and broad geographic reach. As the relationship continues to develop, there's a clear potential for lane expansion, increased volume, and broader regional adoption, making Albertsons a strategic, important long-term partner. So that's a great update, another really new customer for our OTR division that I'm happy to share with you guys today. Back to you, Zach.
Yeah, thanks, Lori. The wife's aunt came through for him then, and
sure, that's
the beginning of it all. That's that's a great story, and excited to be working with Albertsons again. Great. To transition, actually, to kind of combine what Aaron said and what Lori said overall, when you have great results, great safety, and great on-time record with our customers, and then we have great relationships like we do from Lori and her team on the sales side, it really puts us in a great position to grow. And I want to highlight a few. Some of these we've mentioned before, but I think a couple of them may be new of some growth. So we have a bunch of organic growth on the dedicated side. And this is not factoring in OTR or intermodal growth that we picked up through bids. This is additional dedicated growth specifically. But Target, that's one that if you're a driver on the Target fleet, you should feel very proud with the service that we provided. We are going to be growing by 14 day cab drivers in Chicago. It's an extension from our West Jefferson, Ohio account. So that's exciting. And in fact, West Jefferson, Lake City, and Stewart's Draft, Virginia, those three. So Lake City, Florida, West Jeff, Ohio, and Stewart's Draft, Virginia, those three will be adding about 40 driving positions. And again, we're just, our service is so critical, and our customers recognize that, so that growth has come. Other existing business where we've grown, Lidl in both Fredericksburg, Virginia, Perryville, Maryland, we're adding about 18 trucks, 18 driving positions there, so great job to the Lidl drivers. We have a new account with Dollar Tree. So this is an account where we started with our very first, and just one by one, we keep growing, and they love us. That's one where I've been in the last 6 months or so in their corporate office, and they love us. It's a great partnership. We are going to be adding a new location in the Phoenix area. It's about 30 driving positions, so very excited about that one. And then finally, the biggest of these is further growth with Walmart. And again, I was there with Lori and Kirk here a couple months ago, and maybe less than that. They love us as well. It was such a great discussion. They look to us as a critical partner. In fact, we have 4 of their top 6 refrigerated distribution centers in terms of service. Those are CR England dedicated facilities, and they value us. As a result, we're going to be growing what they call the Sugar Rush business. It's a an expansion. We've been doing that in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. We're going to be expanding that out with about 60 additional driving positions in the Baltimore, PA, North Carolina region there where that freight runs. More details coming soon. But I just mentioned 150 or so additional driving positions that are coming as a result. Again, those are all existing customers as a result of the great service and safety performance. So thank you all for putting us in a position. It's making us all better, and it creates wonderful opportunity for everybody moving forward. So with that, I'm excited to hear from you all today, our drivers that are on the call, and I'll kick it over to Darren for instructions. But again, remember, start it out with that safe and on-time tip. Each call, if you could start there, that'd be great. Go ahead, Darren.
Drivers, if you have a question or comment for us, hit star 5 on your phone. You have to stay safe, though. Don't do anything unsafe. Don't have your phone in your hand. Make sure that you're staying safe if you're driving. And we've got a few drivers in line here. Up first, it's Big Slice. Speaking of Sugar Rush, he has been helping out with that account, with the growth on that account. And he is up there now. So Slice, I'm going to click on you, and you're going to hit star 6. There you go. We got you.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. How you doing?
Slice, how you doing?
Oh, bless, bless. So here, helping out with the Sugar Rush and the Country Fresh account. And my key safety principle would be, man, we were spoiled on that Walmart account, but the number 8, get out and look. Man, I can't stress this enough. Getting out here, getting in these tight situations, even with a spotter, get out and look to make sure. Man, it was been so many times to where it just looked like you got it. I want to know, and you be right close. So they say, get on door 90. You get over there, it's 2 brand new trucks on the line that you got to park in between. So I ain't never got out and looked so many times in my life, but and that's what I love about it, just getting out and making sure before I back up into that space. Last thing I want to say is I shoulda, coulda, woulda.
I love it. Hey, just a quick comment on that. It's like that. So for everybody who doesn't know Big Slice, I'm sure most of you do, he's a road team captain. His home headquarters is Walmart SoCal, but he's out in PA right now doing some great work helping us there. And thank you for that tip, the get out and look. I think that sometimes there's a tendency from highly tenured drivers that, you know, it may look like I'm, I don't know, inexperienced or a rookie or something. We got to get that thought process out of our head, because like you said, you don't want any shoulda, coulda, wouldas or anything there, and that's the best way to avoid it. So love that tip. Thank you.
Yeah, and then another thing I want to highlight, as I'm a mentor with the SoCal account, we were doing over-the-road drivers. So one of the things me and Rob and Nick and a lot of us in SoCal started doing was getting on the OTR huddle calls, as many as we could, to help those OTR drivers that we were training, because it wasn't the same as the Walmart account. So on that gave us so much experience. And then I started meeting a lot of OTR drivers that needed help. So we just actually just laid out the red carpet in Colton. And that's what I want to get on here and reiterate, that anytime anybody's in Colton, OTR, anything, the red carpet is out. If you need help with your tablets, if you need help with backing, we got safety ambassadors there day and night that would help you with your backing, not just a few times. We want to help you till you get it. If you need help with us learning your tandems, your fifth wheel, with anything, logs, anything, it is so much. But not just in Colton. When I go out and help in Arizona, in Casa Grande, we got people out there to do the same thing. And as I'm coming out here to the Sugar Rush account, I'm meeting drivers at all the gas stations and just meeting people and just connecting. If they need help, they've been calling me, and I've been able to just send them to people that could help them out. Like, we got great trip planners in Colton. So if you need help with anything, don't hesitate to call. Or when you're in Colton, man, the road team, my boy Marcus, all of us, we are there to help. And I'm really loving what I'm involved in now.
That is so great. I love, like, I do, just as you're talking about the culture that's been created at all these different locations, we want to help each other. And man, what a great, you think we are family? That sums it up right there. Helping each other figure things out and learning together. Love it. So good.
That's it for me.
Okay. Well, thanks. Big Slice, thanks for calling in. That was excellent. Good talking with you.
Thank you, Slice. Appreciate you. Okay, next up is Paul. Here we go, Paul. Hit star 6 on your phone. Should have you now, Paul. If you have a headset on, make sure that's unmuted or pulled down. I've seen that happen a lot with drivers.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Paul?
This is Paul from Colton. Big Slice is one of our generals out here in Colton. I just want to say the safety tip I want to give is 100% guaranteed you never speed and never get a speeding ticket if you never speed. I think a couple of town halls ago, somebody was saying about everybody speeds. Everybody does not speed. Down here in Colton, with our safety captain, Robert, and all our safety ambassadors and our mentors, we pride ourselves of teaching the one way, the slow way, the safe way. We don't speed. So the only way guaranteed that you won't get a speeding ticket if you don't speed.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You're getting... You can't see it on the video right now, but multiple executives are doing the little clap emoji on the while you're talking there, talking about that. You do not have to speed. Thank you so much. Couldn't agree more.
I got one more thing. I tell everybody, this is people think that fast drivers make more money than a safe driver. No, I say no. A safe driver pre-trip. So if you find anything in the yard, an hour in a yard to get it fixed, or he'll get another truck. A fast driver is going to take it, oh, well, I'm going to go. Now he broke down 6 hours on the side of the road. An hour pre-tripping or 6 hours on the side of the road. Another safe person, they get less moving violations. They don't speed. They don't put themselves in position to do moving violations. So their wheels are rolling. That's how we get paid. And the last thing is a safe driver doesn't have accidents. So if your wheels is rolling, we get paid by the mile of the stop. That's how you guarantee a safe driver makes more money than a fast driver. That's all I got, guys. Thank you.
Paul, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Just so everybody knows, too, Paul's been with us for 7.5 years, almost 8 years, Navy veteran. He knows his stuff. Preach, Paul. Thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Great job, Paul. Good. Thank you.
I want to say hello, America. And welcome from sunny California. It's 70 degrees and blue skies. Don't hate.
Now we're just wrapping it in a little bit.
We'll be right there, Paul. Thank you. Okay, up next is Vinod. I'm going to click on you, and you're going to hit star 6. Hit star 6 over there, Vinod. Oh, we may have lost him. Hit star 5 again, and we'll get you back. Okay, moving on. We got a 916 area code here, 916-267. Going to click on you. Hopefully, we'll get Vinod back. We always like to hear from him. Did we get you? There we go. We got somebody. Go ahead.
This is Johnny. I'm a new driver. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, I'm new to the company. Not a new driver, but new to the company. I was brought in around Christmas time. My safety tip is when you're at a dock that's got low or no light, I use a flashlight with a floodlight feature to mark my spot so I see what I'm doing.
That is very, yeah, very good tip. Joey, what fleet are you running on?
I'm M2. I'm an OTR.
Okay. Yeah, great. Now, that's applicable across the board when you're delivering. Yeah, low visibility. I love that tip. Thank you. That's great. How long have you been driving, Joey, overall?
My name is Johnny. You got it, Rob. That's okay. Oh, it's not unusual. I've been driving a decade, but I'm still a rookie.
We're always learning, right?
My question is, I'm not sure who is the right person to answer it, but I've never gotten an acceptable answer. This is coming from the perspective of somebody that's had his identity stolen. My question is, what authority do shippers have to collect information off our driver's licenses? Whether it's copy it or write it down. The only answer I've ever gotten is just because we need it. That's not a legal authority. I want to know why they're asking for it and what gives them the authority to keep that information. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It's the first time I've ever heard that question. I sympathize with you. I've had my identity stolen too. Anybody who has, it's a nightmare. Man, I do not know. Do we have anybody, any of our leaders on the team, have any perspective on that? We may have to follow up on that one, unless I'm not seeing any comments in the chat. Say again.
I wasn't actually expecting an answer right away, but if an answer could be found and published to all of us, that would be cool.
Yeah, we will take that down. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say that I can look that up and check with legal, and I can follow up with him.
Okay. Yeah, Loretta, great. Appreciate that. Loretta from HR will take care of that, and we'll be in touch with some details on that. So, yeah, great question. You got us first time hearing that.
The suggestion I have is, how about an annual or semi-annual charity raffle where we can win prizes of upgrades to our trucks with proceeds going to national charities?
Yeah, that's, let me tell you, you know, we focus all of our charitable efforts on the One Initiative, which I'm sure you're aware of at this point, where we're about to cross 15 million children fed since we've done it. We do have some Christmas time charities or raffle and different things, but that's a component that I don't think we've considered before. And so, Shep, maybe we can put that on your plate on the promotional side there, on the marketing side, and consider maybe doing something for the drivers in that regard.
You got it.
I'm glad it was a brainstorm.
Yep. No, great idea. Thank you, Johnny.
Okay. Next.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate you. Okay. Next up, we've got Lee. Lee, I'm going to click on you, and then you're going to hit *6 on your phone. There we go, Lee. We got you.
Good day, all. First off, this is Lee Howard. I'm with Anheuser-Busch Dedicated. I, as far as a safety tip, I like to always think of it as driving it like I own it, because I'm always going to take care of my stuff well. Another way to look at it is drive like you got a baby on the hood. if you've got, you know, if you've got a child on the hood of your truck, you're certainly not going to be slamming on the brake, making hard turns, so forth.
Good to visualize that way. Hope it never happens that way, of course. But that's another first there, but a great tip. I love that.
Lee, I've heard drive like your grandma has a crock pot of gravy on her lap, but baby on the hood's that much more intense. So
absolutely. So my question today, probably towards Zach, the question is more towards, you know, section of our economy right now. I know we're kind of going into recession, and with the fuel prices increasing, what is the company doing to help augment that or combat that? You know, are we looking at fuel surcharges going on to every load, or how is that being handled? And how, as drivers, can we help, you know, help you with that?
Yeah, thank you. That's a wonderful question. I'd ask any others on the call to all share a few thoughts. I'd love anybody else to chime in as well. I mean, overall, we have been in a situation in this trucking industry for now 4 years of a freight recession. We're starting to see some little signs that there may be progress. There's a lot of reasons for that recession, but rates have basically been dropping or stagnant for the last 4 years, which has put a strain on things, obviously, when our revenue is down and our costs are essentially going up in many areas. So we are having to be very careful about not being wasteful overall. And so we've done a number of cost reduction initiatives and things like that to weather the storm, which we've done a great job. Our team has really stepped up and done an awesome job there. So grateful for that. Regarding the fuel, yes, the fuel surcharges are in place and they adapt. It does create some financial challenges when there are such drastic changes so quickly to cost, where it takes a little bit for the surcharge to catch up in time and that sort of thing. But I would just say overall, as drivers, the best thing that you can do is continue to just safe and on time. The core principles, the core values we talk about, be safe and on time every time. Fuel efficiency, you know, again, fuel is tough right now. It's become a challenging part of our financial statements recently, as you mentioned. And so, yeah, just everything you can do to be more efficient, reduce idle, those sorts of things are what I would recommend there. So any other leaders have any comments to add to that, we'd love to hear it.
This is Ron Hall. I'm the Vice President of Fuel and Equipment. Yeah, that's a fantastic question. I'm glad it came up. The fuel surcharge, while it does, we do have a fuel surcharge on tractor fuel that helps us recover the cost of fuel for tractor. We don't have a similar surcharge on reefer, so just make sure that you're doing everything you can to manage the reefer fuel expense. Regarding tractor, the majority of our fuel goes through tractor. Just a couple of quick recommendations. Drive smoothly. And again, a lot of these recommendations help not only fuel, but also safety. Drive smoothly. Whenever you mash on the accelerator on ramps and when you're merging, it affects your fuel economy. When you improve your fuel economy, Sierra England is able to keep those dollars and put those towards beneficial uses. We actually don't have to share those dollars on improved fuel economy with the customer in the fuel surcharge program. So just recommendation, drive smoothly. Make sure you manage your speed. The two worst impacts on fuel are overspeeding and hard driving. So those are the two biggest. Make sure you manage your idle. We're spending a ton on new idle technologies like D-Climate to try to address our idle gallons. make sure you're using that technology, whatever technology is in your truck, and limiting your idle gallons. Those are all great suggestions. We've had some major improvement over the last year in our idle performance. Want to thank everyone for that and just encourage you to keep doing the same.
Hey, Ron, appreciate that. You know, one thing I mentioned earlier was just generally many of our costs are rising. Equipment costs is a huge part of that. Can you just kind of touch on at a high level what's happening on the cost of equipment?
Yeah, so we've been hit in the last 3 or 4 years with two major impacts. One is the cost of raw materials, aluminum, steel, those have all skyrocketed. Another is surcharge for tariffs. Most of the manufacturers are passing through whatever cost they incurred at the border through these new tariffs. They've been passing that through. All of that has created an incredible inflationary pressure on equipment prices for both tractor and trailer. And I'll put it in perspective. We've seen almost a 30% increase in the cost of acquiring trucks and trailers over the last 5 years. And that's been a huge expense. How you can help us with that? Because none of that were costs that we were able to pass through to the customer. How you can help us with that is make sure you are managing your equipment. Again, back to the safety theme, the fewer repairs we have to do on equipment, the better we can recover those increased investments in the equipment. As I said, we've invested in those idle technologies. Make sure you're using them so we get the return on that. Make sure you're gentle on the equipment. The smooth driving concept will also help you on minimizing repairs. Make sure you coordinate with the shop on preventative maintenance. Make yourself available to do the PMs as they're due. All of those things will help us manage our overall equipment cost, given the fact that we're spending so much more on both trucks and trailers now.
Yeah, again, you think 30% cost increase for equipment all the while. That's the same time frame roughly since the freight recession kicked in that I mentioned. So revenue going down, cost going up in that really important category. Overall accident costs. So the cost to, you know, for repairing damage, parts, all of those things, of course, all the false accusations that happen in our industry when there are accidents, all those costs are rising. So we've installed technology like the forward-facing camera that's helped us a ton there. But these are all the issues, Lee. Great question that we're grappling with every day. And yeah, so like Ron said, let's be safe and on time. Stick to those fundamentals, and that's the best way to help out. Thank you, Lee. Great question.
And thanks, Ron and Zach. And to follow up on that a little bit, one thing I'm finding myself having to do is reach out to the fuel desk on a fairly regular basis, just because I do tend to run rather efficiently, and I find that the system doesn't always find the most economical fuel stop for me. So I'm having to call into the fuel desk, and I would say, you know, 20% of the time I'm finding fuel cheaper than what the system is. So we're able to take care of that on the fly.
Yeah, and I appreciate the comment, Lee. Be careful on what you see as pricing on the pump, because we don't pay the price at the pump. In fact, we pay significantly less than that. That being said, I'm glad you brought up the fuel optimizer. The difference in price between an optimized stop and a non-optimized stop on average is about 8 cents per mile or 8 cents per gallon. So there's a huge difference and a huge cost savings if you follow the optimizer versus those non-optimized stops. So just encourage great compliance to the optimizer. There's significant savings that we can generate as a company, and we need those savings in the current climate. Absolutely.
Exactly. Thank you all.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank you, Lee. Okay.
Moving on here, we've got Donald Rackley coming up next. Donald, I'm going to click on you, and you're going to click on star six on your side. Looks like we got you, Donald.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So the safe, key safety feature that I'm want to talk about is the following distance, because we're always be getting cut off and you have to drop back, and that's one of my biggest issues is following distance. Another issue that I had was, okay, I know the last meeting y'all had last month, we were talking about how they lowered the threshold for the speeding, which I don't speed myself because I just, it's too risky. But the instance we have over here, I'm on the KG fleet out of North Carolina where Smithfield's dedicated. One of the main roads we use, they increased the speed limit and we're still getting speeding violations for it. And I was just trying to figure out, is that something that's going to be straightened out pretty quick, or?
Yeah.
The speed limit was increased in January. And like I said, I probably got 50 since then. And like I said, I normally use my cruise because they increased it from 55 to 60 because of a new four lane that they put in.
Yeah. Great question, Donald. Appreciate your tips to begin with on the necessity of following distance and of course not speeding. Colin England, director in safety, is going to answer this one. Go ahead, Colin.
Yeah, Donald, thanks for letting us know. As you can imagine, you know, technology is a wonderful thing, but as you can imagine, it's difficult to keep live mile an hour for every road in the country, given so many roads that we have out there. So this does happen occasionally. So Donald, what I'm going to do, I've got your driver code here, either myself or someone on my team, we will reach out to you as soon as the call's done and find out what we got going on there. We'll look into it and we'll get back to you.
Okay.
Great. Thanks, Donald.
Nice. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Okay. Up next, it's Marcus. Marcus, you know the drill. There we go. We got you.
How we doing, guys? Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, this is Marcus. Just wanted to my safe and on time tip is going to be trip planning. You know, if you're with proper trip planning, you never really have to be in a hurry. You know, I've got a trip coming up going from Georgia up to Massachusetts. Got 3 days on it. I've got plenty of time. So I'm not going to rush. I got to go through a bunch of metropolitan areas. So, you know, the best thing to do is just plan properly, get your rest, and take your time and make sure you get there safe and on time. But my question is, I get a lot of calls on the road team with concerns about our weekend and after hours coverage, more specifically for the OTR side. I'm on a dedicated fleet, so, you know, I have, you know, our support system for the weekends is pretty good. But I get a lot of calls over the weekends, especially for coverage, folks trying to reach out to their driver managers and or reach certain departments. I myself have had issues, you know, long wait times and stuff, trying to reach something like Lumpur or something, because I'm on the East Coast. And, you know, you guys are mountain time. So, you know, we're about 2 hours difference. You know, if I get an early delivery, with that requires a Lumpur fee, it doesn't always generate right away. So I'll have to call and then, you know, I'll have to wait, you know, till, you know, sometimes longer than, you know, typically would. But yeah, I just wanted to, not so much as a question, I just wanted to raise that concern as it's been an issue for a lot of drivers. So thank you.
Yeah, Marcus, first off, thank you for your work on the road team as a captain. Also, did I hear right that today's your birthday?
It is. Today is my birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Congrats, man. Hope you're having a great day. Appreciate you calling in on your birthday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I wouldn't miss it. I love these calls. It's very good. So I get a lot of information.
Love it. Love it. Well, appreciate the comment. One great thing about the road team captains is you guys hear so much feedback, and it's drivers talking to drivers, and it's good when we get this kind of thing where it kind of gets consolidated together and we can answer some of these questions. So let's kick it over to Dusty Jacobs, VP and OTR, to address the OTR question.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Zach and Marcus. Happy birthday. And thanks for the tips and the suggestion that we need to continue to drive improvement in after hours. I oversee that for the over the road group. And as you mentioned, a lot of times that requires help and support from other departments, whether it's fuel lumpers. So we're always in contact with them and looking for ways to improve. Jose Million, who works directly under me, is taking a lead on this. And we are working closely with our IT department on some ways that we can improve our tracking of our response times, the questions that we get asked, so that we can try to find ways to, you know, one, address them in advance, but then, of course, things that come up after hours, we need to address timely. So, note well taken. We're working on it, and we definitely know we need to improve. It's that fine balance of, you know, kind of trying to keep the amount of coverage you need in alpha hours and recognizing it is a skeleton crew. I do want to give a shout out to our after hours and off weekend staff. They work hard, and they are doing great things, but we need to support them better, and we'll find ways to do that. So thanks for the call.
Thanks, Dusty. I know Dan Flanagan, VP of Maintenance, wants to talk about road service as well. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, Marcus, and happy birthday to you, by the way. And if anything, call road service. We're there 24/7. You should be able to get us pretty quick. But if you can't get anybody, and we will assist in anything that you might need. In anything that's going on, but we'll help out too. If we can't get somebody, we'll try to ring somebody's bell, but we're there if you need us. So 24/7 road service. Thanks, Marcus, and happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, there have been times where I've had to connect to the road service to actually get someone. But yeah, I know those guys, you know, they're skeleton crew and they're working their butts off, but you know, it's just concerns from some of the drivers. I just wanted to make you guys aware of it. So I appreciate it. Thank you everybody for the birthday wishes. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marcus.
Thanks, man. Okay, next up we've got David Trevino coming in here. I'm going to click on you, David. You're going to hit *6 on your phone. Stay safe. Here we go. We got you, David.
Yes, hello?
Go ahead. What's your safe and on time tip?
I haven't heard it being mentioned, but I guess whenever you feel yourself, you know, getting rolled down and tired, you know, like you feel your eyes rolling back and your head kind of nodding off, you know, just find yourself a safe spot to park, you know, shut it down, take you a nap for an hour or two. I mean, it's better to take you a nap for a couple hours or whatever and then get back on the road than try to push it and wind up in a ditch, you know, and now you can't deliver your load because now you're down. You know, you could always call your dispatcher and they can always adjust your delivery time, you know, so that's something that can always be fixed.
Absolutely. Great point. Yeah. Fatigue driving is very scary. Yeah, it risks service, but more importantly, it risks safety for you and others. And so, yeah, you're getting close to that. Pull over. Don't risk it. Thank you.
Right. Yes, sir. I just had a couple of questions. I know I had one from one of those weekly huddle calls that I was never, I guess, really able to get any answer from. But I know from what I've heard, that we don't have any like the PC, like if able to use PC, you know, for dedicated routes. I'm sure there were some issues that have went down. I mean, I know that's where a lot of rules come from, is because, you know, people were making a bunch of mistakes in the past. I was just wondering, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, if there's a way to just kind of, you know, limit those guys, because, you know, not everybody's messing around like that, you know, as far as whatever, you know, issues were going on. But I know, like, I know for in general, like for PC, like the way that I was trying to use it the one time was at a truck stop to go to a Walmart to get groceries. And I couldn't do it because they're like, oh, well, you're already at a safe place. You know, you can't use it because you're on a dedicated route. And it was like, I mean, I'm trying to do my reset, you know, and I can't. Like, I couldn't do my reset because I had to go to the store and I had to restart it and all this other stuff, but I should have been able to use the PC. And I mean, I'm sure, like I said, you know, I'm sure in the past, you know, it was misused and all that kind of stuff. I have no doubt, you know, but I don't know if that's the case here. I don't know if it's just,
I don't know what rules
there are with that. But
yeah, you know, you mentioned PC, we're talking personal conveyance. You're exactly right. Why we have that policy and dedicated. The main thing is that's miles on the truck where we're not getting compensated from the customer. And so that can easily get abused. And so if there is a unique one-off situation, call your dispatcher. Potentially we can look at that, making an exception. But yeah, the policy is no personal conveyance. Did you have another question, David?
Yeah, well, it was mainly, I guess, just to kind of go over, similar to what the previous caller was saying about, like, the after hours and weekend, I guess, phones. I know he was saying he was over the road, but I know I'm dedicated, like, with Anheuser-Busch. And I know, like, there's been a lot of times where between being late or on the weekends, I know even Sundays, where it was, like, nearly impossible to get a hold of somebody. And I mean, I went through the messages, I flooded it with messages, I did phone calls to their numbers that I've seen on the messages, and I couldn't get anywhere. And it was just the whole thing of just trying to get a hold of somebody, and it's like,
yeah,
you know, I can't do anything if I can't, you know, get a hold of anybody. And or if, like, I'll get through to somebody at some point, but then it's like they're from, I guess, just CR England in general. So they're like, yeah, well, you know, well, we can't help because we don't know this. We don't know your system, this, that, you know. I understand all the technical stuff, you know. I spoke with somebody. I know that I was told that they were training somebody. I guess I'm not sure how far along they are with that. But to, you know, being able to answer the phones and whatnot, you know, through the weekends, it was just, I wasn't sure if it was just that one person or if there was a way to kind of, you know. I know, obviously, you know, you don't want to have a full-on team. I mean, I get that, you know, you don't want to have a bunch of people just sitting there, you know, with nothing to do. Because, I mean, I'm sure, you know, there's days where there's a bunch of phone calls, there's days where it's dead silent, you know, nothing's happening, which is obviously the good days, right? But, I mean, of course, I mean, you don't want anybody to have issues, but it's like when they're having them, it's like, how can you get a hold of anybody if you know nobody's
in the office? Yeah, so David... Yeah, no, you make a great point, and we have invested a lot in our after hours team. It's and it's evolved through time. I know Dusty Jacobs wants to address that. Go ahead, Dust.
Yeah, I just wanted to. Hey, David, just on that, one of the things we're doing is partnering with our other divisions. So our over the road division is working with our dedicated. We're sharing a bit more information so that when you do call in, we can help. And so. You know, again, you guys are being heard. You great drivers out there, you're being heard. We want to support you the best we can. And we recognize that in this business, it's a 24/7 business. And so we'll continue to find ways to refine our processes. But I'm feeling better and more confident about our ability to help across divisions. and just support one another. So even though you aren't dedicated, our OTR group is working much closer with the dedicated division. Also, just a little shout out to our IT department and the Englands, really. They are investing heavily in better tools and information. You know, just a bit ago, we're talking about the driver's birthday. Well, that information, we're all looking at this, and just at a click of a button, we can understand more about what you drivers need, what you like about your personal life, as you know, your families and interests, as well as your jobs. And we, you know, to your point, there's a lot of specialties out there. You know, Anheuser-Busch dedicated, different than Target, different than Walmart, different than over the road. But with this technology, right, and the investment the Englands continue to put into the system, that is becoming more available to everybody so that we can help people. So thanks for the call. You're heard, and we're working on it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dusty. I know John and Vice President John Ottenwiss, Vice President of Dedicated, also wants to talk about After Hours.
Hey, David, thanks for your input and your call today. I'm going to have Melvin Macklin, who's our director of Anheuser-Busch, reach out to you as well, and then make sure that we have all the right numbers for the fleets that are going on the AB, and then we'll send out a message to the team as well. I'll get with Melvin right after this call. Thanks for everything that you do, David.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you, David. And let's move on to the next person here. And it's going to be Lakeisha, I believe, is how you pronounce that. Tell me if I'm wrong on that. Hit star 6 on your side, and it should unmute you.
Hello.
Hey, we got you. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Hello? You did. Great job. Thank you. I'm new to the team. I'm a mentor. I really don't have too many questions. I just want to – I heard the other guys talking about the different teams different teams to help the new drivers. Like, I want to get that information to – so I can connect myself with Positive. People who like want to help other drivers, because I want to be the best. And my safety tip is there's no load so hot that it won't cool off in the ditch. That's my tip.
Some great tips, Lakeisha. Thank you. That's great. Darren, why don't you talk about the road team? This is a great time.
Yeah, since you're new, Lakeisha, we need to make sure that you know how to reach out to the road team. And the easiest way to do that for you and all of our other drivers, if you go into your CRE Toolbox app and you click the main menu, so it opens up the sidebar on the left side. If you scroll down through there, you'll see a tab that says road team. And if you click on that, it's going to open up a new page, and it's going to give you all the contact info for the road team, which is a group of experienced drivers. Many of them are mentors and or million milers and or former drivers of the year. So they are a great resource, especially for new drivers like you. For any questions that you have, you can call. Go ahead.
No, I'm not new. I got 7 years, and I'm a mentor also. I just want to get connected to I'm new to the company.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're new to us. So if you have questions about how things work at CR England, please feel free to reach out to the road team and you and every other driver that's hearing this now.
And the road absolutely team, it's made up like that are the captains on the road team, and they rotate through. So Darren, how does it work? How long are drivers on the road team as captains?
2 years. They serve a 2-year term, and then they rotate out and we bring in somebody else. So we try to keep it fresh and give as many people as we can an opportunity to be on the team and serve that 2-year term.
And they go through an approval process, including interviews and different things, and meet standards. They're incredible drivers, and including the alumni that have completed the program. And we've had an amazing group of drivers as captains.
Absolutely.
Done a lot of good, a lot of touch points. Darren tracks that, and it's it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Did we answer your question there, Lakeisha? Do you need more on that?
No, you did. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in and asking a question. Appreciate that.
Hey, Zach, okay. Can I just give Lakeisha a quick shout out? Man, thanks a lot for being a mentor. You know, we need a lot of mentors, and especially female mentors. So thank you very much for your willingness to take your 7 years of experience or even more and share that with new drivers. There's so many great drivers that we bring on that just they need somebody to kind of bring them along and help them out. So just a shout out to her. Appreciate her doing that. She's in an elite group.
Love it.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Lakeisha. Okay, we may have time for one more, and it's our good buddy Paul Simon coming in here. Everybody knows P. Simon. Let's see, did we get him?
Hello?
Hey, bud, did we get you? There you are. Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So, one, for the safe and on time thing, my biggest tip is if you cannot see something, make it to where you can see it. If that means getting out and looking, get out and look. If that means adjusting yourself in your seat, then adjust yourself in your seat. Make sure you can see everything around you before you move.
Another good one. Thanks, Paul.
And as far as the reason why I queued up for this was I've been noticing that there's been a issue with us getting notifications for things like repairs for trucks that we are not assigned to. Coming through on the tablets and stuff like that. Example, I had a truck that came through saying that it was in line for the shop that I had not been on in months. And that's just one example of things coming through. We also had a couple of drivers that I had talked to also got the same notification for a career track thing for mentors for the Target account being moved up, when none of us had that on our stuff and a whole bunch of drivers got it. Just wanted to make sure you guys were aware that there are those issues coming through with notifications for things that are not relevant to our drivers.
Yeah, thank you for letting us know. That's really appreciate that feedback. I know this is kind of an IT issue primarily, but maybe potentially maintenance or other. Rich, go ahead. Rich Farr, VP of IT.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Paul. I don't think that's an issue that we're broadly aware of. So what we'll do is we'll go back and look at our log of all the messages we sent out, and we'll specifically look at the ones that we've sent out to your truck to see if we can find the errant message and see if we can track down a reason why, you know, some messages are going out inappropriately. Do you remember about how long ago it was that you got that one for the wrong truck?
Well, that's the thing. I'm Slipsy on the Walmart dedicated account here in SoCal. So I'm on different trucks, but it seems like almost on a daily basis, I'll be getting notifications for trucks that are not assigned to me. Like I'll be on like the last truck I was on that I can remember is 248333. And I got a notification for 258020. And I was like, I hadn't been on that in a couple of days. And so that's why I wanted to bring it to your guys' attention that, like, especially for us that are doing slip seats, those kind of notifications are coming through and kind of makes no sense to me.
Yeah, we'll look into that. I assume that the slip seat makes it a little more complex because it is flipping trucks, you know, from day to day, but we'll dig into that and see if we can figure out where it's at.
All righty.
Okay. Good to hear from you as always, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Talk to you later, dude.
No problem.
Okay. You want to do one more, Zach?
We can fit one more in.
One more. Vinod, he's back. Trying to get to you. Things are jumping around on my screen here. Hang on, dude. Yeah.
I'm going straight to the point. So.
Okay, we got you. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know other people see the pictures of this business, but I see as a whole business field as a gold mine, and all the people are trying to find a business for CR England company are gold miners, and then people are who are making us better are the safety and all other, you know, equipment providers who are carving every single driver to be a better person and better driver and very experienced driver for us. Second thing, I'm very thankful to the people who bring the business, just like Lori and other people who are just like a Dollar Tree and other companies. We want more business for us so we have a better job and better pay for every single driver or every person working behind the company. And the other thing, to try to save the money also, I see some new trucks came out in the, I think, Freightliners. So when somebody driving the bobtail, so only the truck is driven only 6 tires, not the all 10 tires. So like front in rear tires lift up, so when there's no load, so it can save the tires expenses when we don't have a loaded trailer or we are hauling a trailer. I don't know. You probably know about this thing. So try to save everything what we can and have a better and more business for CR England. So we all everybody's happy behind the scenes, safety and people, drivers, every single driver. So I'm very thankful to be the part of the company. And I would really love to see every 50 states has a CR England yard. So we all happy, and that's all I want to say.
Yeah.
And every single person, thank you.
Thank you, Vinod. I think just to wrap up, appreciate your comments about the teamwork element, including sales. Nice shout out from our driver force for sales. Vinod's been with us for about 7.5 years. It's kind of the magic number today. But appreciate all your comments. The tag axle trucks, that's probably challenging from an equipment standpoint to make that work for a number of different reasons. But we're always looking to be efficient with equipment and to do it in a more cost-efficient way, and appreciate your thoughts on that. But we're going to go ahead, and we're a couple minutes over already, but just want to thank everybody for their comments. This was a great session. Really enjoyed the safe and on-time tips. Heard a couple new ones. The baby on the hood of the truck is one that I don't know if any of us will ever forget, and that's going to make us safer. So appreciate that. Appreciate everybody, and hope everybody has a great day. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Thank you.